This is the VOA Special English Economics Report. The competition between Microsoft and Google took a new turn on February 1st. Microsoft made a public offer to buy the internet company Yahoo. Microsoft says the combined companies would be in a better position to compete against Google in the online services market. This week, Yahoo rejected the offer. Its board of directors said the price undervalued the company. The offer was worth almost $45 billion in cash and stock, or $31 per Yahoo share. Yahoo is said to want $40 a share. Microsoft says it offered a full and fair price. It says moving forward quickly with the deal would be in the best interest of shareholders. Yet since February 1st, the value of Microsoft's offer has fallen to $29 a share because of a drop in its stock. Microsoft thinks it could better compete against Google with Yahoo's expert knowledge. Microsoft could attempt a hostile takeover, but that is not the way it normally does business, and there is risk of angering Yahoo's employees. In the last 2 weeks, Yahoo has discussed possible combinations with other companies, including the News Corporation, AOL, and Google. But Yahoo may not be able to avoid a buyout by Microsoft. The latest reports are that some big Yahoo shareholders would support a deal if Microsoft raised its offer. The purchase would be the largest ever by the world's leading software maker. Yet Microsoft has made little progress in its internet search abilities and in the growing business of online advertising. Google, the leading internet search company, is the strongest competitor for those advertising dollars. Microsoft is based in Redmond, Washington. Yahoo and Google are in California's Silicon Valley. Internet technology was also at the heart of the television and movie writers' strike, which ended this week. Writers voted in Los Angeles and New York to return to work after 100 days on strike. A proposed new contract would pay them for the first time for creative material that appears online and in other new media. Members of the Writers Guild of America are expected to approve the 3-year deal with the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers. Now the producers need to negotiate a new agreement with the Screen Actors Guild or risk another strike. The current contract with the Actors Union ends June 30th. And that's the VOA Special English Economics Report, written by Mario Ritter. I'm Bob Doty.